Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up,
this is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday. Appreciate you guys being here. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
The question is, this is from Amy. Can her daughter play Call of Duty? Why does she want to play Call of Duty?
Don't ask me, because I guess other kids are allowed to. And I even said, what kids? I need their names. And I want to call their parents and say, is your daughter really allowed to play Call of Duty? Because from what I know about that game, I don't want my 15-year-old daughter playing it.
It's a war game.
Yeah, but isn't that the one?
No.
Which one's the one?
You're thinking of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
So you said no to something you didn't
even
look up.
That's it. Okay.
Amy.
Yeah. But still, I don't like it. We already let them play that other one. What's it called? The real popular one that everyone...
There's no difference really in Call of Duty and Fortnite. So why do we need to add another one to it?
And now I feel really bad because I thought this was that one where, you know, they do real bad stuff.
Yeah.
Especially but, like women.
Yeah, so you should just let her play this one because it's not as bad as the one you were thinking. Mm. Listen, if you're going to let her play Fortnite, there's nothing wrong with Call of Duty. You could say you can only play for an hour, then she can pick whichever one. Because it's basically the same game.
I'm glad we had this talk as a group here before I called some of the parents.
Like, oh, my God.
Because I thought it was that.
She's like, do you know these characters get prostitutes in this game?
Yes.
They steal cars.
Yes. And then they just beat women up. That's in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And this,
so, tomato,
you shoot
tomato.
People in the head, but it's a war game.
Right.
And I think she probably only wants to play it because other kids are playing
it.
Yes. And they're just talking on headsets, hanging out.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, it's not really about the game. It's just about being able to hang out with your friends.
Right. All right. I'll revisit this. We'll see. TBD. But we already do Fortnite, so I feel like...
There's no difference is what I would say.
But why add another to the mix?
But if you're playing the same amount of time, why does it matter which one they're playing?
Okay. I don't know yet. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Unless it's a financial thing where you don't want to buy another game.
Well, then that's it.
No, you just made that up. No, you just made that up.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Okay. I do not want to buy another game.
I'll buy it for her.
No.
My point is, if you're going to let her play Fortnite,
okay,
you can let her play Call of Duty. But if you don't want her to play either, I completely get it. You're the parent. You make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really not coming from a place of, you know, I believe that these games are... If you're going to do one, you got to do the other.
I thought that one was the bad one.
We know.
I mean, it is bad, but I thought it was the bad one.
Mm-hmm. So, should Amy's daughter get to play Call of Duty? Around the room. Eddie?
I say yeah. I mean, do your kids? No, they haven't asked yet.
Oh.
So hopefully they don't listen to the segment.
I got no problem with it.
She's almost
driving a car, so let her play a video game.
And she's already playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
If there was a problem with shooting games in general, I would understand.
And not often. My kids don't play often
of course not.
At all.
Yeah, no,
play it with her, Amy. You might understand that it's not that bad.
Morgan, what do you think?
I mean, I think she should. I think she's probably seen worse or heard things worse in school.
Oh, for sure. Her favorite genre of movie is horror.
Is what?
Horror.
What? Put the er on there. There's like a two. Horror. It's like a twofer. Yeah. Good.
Horror film.
Horror film. There we go. That other genre, not familiar with.
That's in that old video game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Horror.
There you go. Do three just for.
But that is her favorite type of movie. And it's like, she's just not. Like, I can barely watch Stranger Things because I'm scared. And she watches it, no problem.
She's watching stabbing, killing monster. Good. She's good to go. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, thumbs up. Grand Theft Auto.
Thumbs down. For kids.
Yes, no, she shouldn't be playing that one.
Heck no.
All right, let's start off Thursday's show. Welcome, everybody. Let's go. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm wondering if it would be okay to date my best friend's ex-girlfriend. They were together for 10 years, but she has recently shown interest in me. For context, he abruptly broke off the relationship a couple years ago, and he moved his whole life to Minnesota. He doesn't show any signs of wanting to get back with her ever, so is it okay for me to date her, since he's the one who did the breaking up? He's my best friend. Curious in the Ville writes that email. I would just say generally no. It's not a good,
10 years.
Good move. Yeah, there's a lot of history there. I would say you can. It's a free world, free country, but you'll probably lose the friendship. It's which would you rather do? Date her or be his best friend? Because most likely they both aren't going to work. Also, most likely it's not going to work with her long term. Just because you play the odds, most people you date, you don't marry. Matter of fact, usually only one or maybe two. So I would say it's probably not worth it to put the strain on your best friend, and that if you feel like you have to, I would talk to him. But that's a weird conversation, and that's 10 years. And he's got a lot more history with her. That'd be weird to me, too. I mean, that, all of it's weird. I'm going to say I'd probably avoid it unless you just have this huge calling, like she could be my soulmate.
Yeah.
And even then...
then you ask, and then you know he might say, yeah, go for it.
It's still going to be weird. Not. Even if he says go for it, remember, he's seen it all.
But he up and moved to Minnesota.
I know, but he's seen it all.
I see what you're saying.
You just won't be best friends anymore. You may still be buddies, but if you're with her, regardless of what happened to them, you won't be best friends anymore. Yeah. You guys, would we agree with that?
Yeah. Yes.
That's very true. You can't go on vacation together. You can't ever go visit him with her. It's awkward. You got to go bros before.
Okay.
What? Or... if you don't, just know that you won't be as close of bros anymore.
Mm. Or how about this encouraging story?
It's not.
Okay.
Go ahead, though. Hit us with it.
Okay. I know couples that were divorced, then they each remarried, and now they all vacation to each other. Both
they like switch partners?
Yes.
That's called swinging.
No. No.
That's rare, Amy.
And yes.
I know it's rare, but it's still a story of hope.
Yeah, but none of this is happening here. So I'm going to say don't do it, buddy. If you do it, you can have a conversation with him. That's going to be tough. But just realize if you do that, it's never going to be the same with you and your boy.
Right.
That's the problem with doing, you know? All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you, guys.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, what happened with your kid?
Oh, this was tough. So my 7-year-old, he's joining a new basketball team. And he shows up, and he's little for his age. So he shows up, and two boys in his team are laughing at him, just saying, like, look at this guy. He's so short. He's not going to make any of the baskets. And my son hears him, and I'm one of the – I mean, I guess all the dads chip in, so we're all kind of coaches. So if we're at practice, we're all helping out. And I'm right there hearing them laugh every single time my son takes a shot. So I get a little fired up over it.
So they're saying he's too small.
Yes.
Are they trying to block his shots?
We're doing layup drills. And every time he goes up for the layup, they're like, watch this. The little guy's going to try to make a layup. He's not even going to get close to the basket. But hey, my son's draining every single one. And they say it about 5 times. And finally, the 5th time, I'm like, that's it. I'm about to say something. So I pull them both aside. I say, hey, you too. There's no laughing at your teammates. I don't care who your teammate is. You guys have each other's back. I hear you guys laughing at his size. But I guarantee you he'll school both of you guys.
Oh, then that's probably not the way to do
it. What
that
do you
part,
mean?
That part, you don't have to go that hard right there.
Well, now you're created talking bad about
Now you're like making him want to compete against your son. Like, I guarantee he'll take both of you down.
But I think that was the emotion talking.
Yeah.
I didn't really mean to say that, but that just slipped out. But I was really just trying to say, like, hey, no laughing at your teammate. Back him up.
I like that part.
Yeah,
but then you went over.
I guess deep inside, I know how good my son is. Like, he's really good. And it's happened every single season where the opposing team sees him and they're like, look at this little point guard. He's like, and he just dominates because he's fast. He does make every shot and he's really, really good. So part of me was like, oh, you fools are going to take your laughing back because he's going to school you.
How's he affected when he hears that?
Oh, dude, it hurt him a little bit because I could see him listening. And every single time he would miss a layup, he would look at the reaction. And
but
of course,
you just said he makes every shot.
Well, but Bones, yeah, he doesn't make every single one. But every time he did miss one, he would look back to see their reaction. And of course, they were laughing again.
Okay, so what would you do? That's the question. You guys can call us too. How would you deal with this? 877-77-BOBBY. We will grab your calls. We'll talk about it right after this song. My quick advice as a young, once small kid that had the same thing happen to me, I had to learn how to let it drive me, right? I didn't have anybody giving me a massage going, hey, bubba, it'll be okay. And it will be okay, and you can do that. I just didn't have that. And so I let that crap drive me to the point probably I'm extra neurotic at this point in my life. Yeah. But I think I think adversity is awesome. I think the fact that I don't like the bullying, I don't like that they're saying that, and you can actually put a stop to it. But I think, let's see how he reacts. What does he think? Is he reacting to it? Does it drive him to want to work harder? Or is he just kind of like, I don't want to play at all?
I think a little bit of both. I can see it in him where at first he's just kind of like, oh, I don't like that they're laughing at me. But yeah, he does try extra hard to make that layup when it is his turn, just so you can shut him up a little bit.
And I think that's the play, mm-hmm. is that you try to build that to, okay, people are always going to say this about you. It's how you react. It's how you show up.
Ooh, that's good.
Instead of, oh, it's okay, buddy. It's, you know what? This is a part of it. I don't like it either. But it's going to happen to you the rest of your life in some way or another. And it's not, you know, if you get knocked down or if you get made fun of. It's when you get knocked down or when you get made fun of. How do you react to that?
Mm.
I think that's the lesson. But what do I know? I'm the kids.
No, but you were, like you said, this.
I still am.
You were that
look
person.
At me, I'm still that guy.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, people are like, look at him. He ain't going to make that shot. And I'm like, I'm not playing basketball. I'm trying to get a Starbucks. Let's go over and talk to Brittany in Texas. Hey, Brittany, you heard Eddie's story. What do you think about that?
So I have a son, and he's getting bullied right now, but he's only 2.5, so it's a little bit different. But I would have called the kids out in front of everybody and embarrassed them.
Mm. And that is a strategy.
And see how cool they are after that.
If you would have done that, Eddie, would your son have been like, oh, don't do that? Like, would that have embarrassed him if you're embarrassing the other kids?
I don't know, but after I did what I did, he did back home say, man, dad stuck up for me, so that was kind of cool. So I don't know. If you would have done it publicly, it would have been maybe cooler to him, but he did like that I said something.
I would have been mortified because I got the crap beat out of me. I was picked on a lot, and if somebody would have come and yelled at the people picking on me in front of everybody else, I'd have been like, whoa. I'm not saying what you're doing is not, I'm just talking about me. I would never have wanted that because they'd have pounded me more.
Mm.
They'd have been meaner to me just later. Saying stuff
right.
about me.
Yeah.
So, but that's only me.
And isn't that, if we react that way as a parent, is that more like selfishly, like we're acting out in a way? And that's, I mean, I guess if it works for her, great. But I couldn't imagine me yelling at like little kids publicly like that.
Oh, I can imagine it. All right, Mike. And Mike in Macon, Georgia, you're on the phone. Hey, Mike, you heard Eddie's story. What'd you think there, buddy?
I think the conversation you had was with your son, not the other kids, because you're not on their level. You shouldn't be arguing with them, I don't think. I think if he is, his son is short. Well, chances are he may be short his whole life. He needs to learn how to handle that. And people are always going to be coming at you, and people are always going to be trying to put you down if you do well, especially. And I think the reaction that you need to have is to let your son be a learning experience for him. That's why you play sports. Probably not to be a professional basketball player in this case, but to learn how to deal with other people and how to handle controversy.
I mean,
let the son work it out.
I agree with you completely on that one. Like, sports to me was all about adversity, learning how to be on a team, having other folks back and trusting them to have yours. You know, that was a big part, playing baseball and football my whole life. I mean, I was close to the NFL, but I didn't quite make it. Okay. But what I do have from it
so close
is having a lot of things happen and having to learn how to adjust and fight back and push when things weren't comfortable. And, you know, I think a little bit of adversity for your son's good because we all get it all the time. You know, you don't want to shield. I know you want to shield them from it all the time. Life is, again, about not if adversity is going to happen. When it happens, how do you react to it? And sometimes it takes a few things not going your way to figure out how to make it go your way the next time. Look at it like that. This is a learning lesson for him. He's probably going to get picked on for a long time.
That's right.
He can equalize it. There are two ways to equalize it. One, you can be better than them at sports right now. Or two, you can just keep studying, keep your head in the books, and then be their boss later on in life. That one's slow. That's a slow play.
That's the one
I did. That was the extreme slow play. But it'll be good.
Yeah. Okay. But you're our boss, but we didn't bully you.
You would have, though. Trust me. I see all of you.
I don't know.
I see all of you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So there's a gas station clerk in Kansas City, Missouri. He's sitting behind the desk, the counter, and he's like checking people out. He sees an old man walk in. He's got a lot of money in his hand, and he's on the phone. And he goes over to this Bitcoin machine. It's almost like an ATM machine. And he walks up there, and he's like, okay, put 100 in. Yeah, puts 100 in. And he's talking to the person on the phone. He's putting $100 bills over and over. So then the clerk goes, "This something's not right." He calls the police. The police get there. Turns out he's on the phone with a scammer, and the scammer's telling him to deposit more money into the machine. So the cops get the phone, start talking to the scammer. Scammer freaks out, hangs up. They get a hold of the old man's daughter. Yes, turns out he had already given thousands of dollars to that scammer.
No.
But he had more money in his hand that he was going to give, and it wasn't for that clerk kind of looking out for the old man. I guess it could have been way worse.
I just hear there's a Bitcoin machine somewhere. I need to go get in it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them before. Like, I've seen them on the internet where you go, it's like putting in and getting stuff out, like at the chips.
Yeah, it's like cashing out your Bitcoin over there.
Crazy. But good for that gas station. Got guy working there.
That was terrible.
Was aware, helped the dude. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, here we go. Lunchbox's 10 cringiest moments of the last 5 years as compiled by us. Lunchbox does not know the list. Number 10, When Lunchbox revealed his mom had to give him a naked sponge bath after having surgery.
Yes, 100%.
But you're an adult man. As a kid, I get it.
Yes, I'm an adult man, but I can't. I had surgery on my ankle, so I had to lay in the bathtub, and I could not. Yes, I had to lay in the bathtub, and I had to put my foot out of the bathtub, so I couldn't wash all the way down my legs and everything.
No.
So I had my mom do it for me.
No.
She's seen me naked.
But you didn't have to be naked. You're an adult man.
But your arms weren't broken. It was your foot. Like, you had to hang your foot. Like, you can bathe yourself. Nothing about this makes sense.
But do you know how far deep the bathtub is, and you put your foot up, and then by that point, you're way up here, and your foot's way above your head?
The only point is your mom did not have to see your...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but how would I be clean?
Okay.
Lunchbox's 10 cringiest moments. When he called the cops on his neighbor's graduation party.
Oh, yeah.
No, I called the cops on their graduation party because we were during the pandemic, height of COVID, and it said you were not allowed to have a gathering of more than 10 people. And they had at least 30 to 40.
But what was that doing to hurt you?
Yeah.
And what was that doing for
They weren't following the rules. We were trying to get out of the pandemic. We were trying to follow the rules so COVID would not spread. And they were choosing to ignore the rules. And look, the longer they didn't follow the rules, the longer I had to be in lockdown. And I didn't want to be in lockdown anymore.
So you think you calling and splitting up that graduation party...
Yes, breaks up the super spreader event.
That one was pretty cringy.
Very
cringy. When he admitted he had called the cops. Number 8. And I have a clip for this one. The time Lunchbox attempted stand-up comedy. It all started during a post-show where we brought up the topic of me doing shows and Mike D doing shows. And Lunchbox claimed he could do stand-up because it was so easy. So Mike took him to an open mic night. And it was so much cursing during the 4-minute set, we couldn't play most of it. But here is a clip of the, what they're writing down here is a bomb. Here we go.
And I always say, you never know who you're sleeping next to. So I kind of had an incident like this with my wife a little bit ago. I went and got LASIK, you know, where you fix your eyes. I wake up the next morning. I roll over. I said, what the hell have I been sleeping next to? Thought I knew, had no idea. Woo! Yeah. Ooh, that's a bad one. Yeah. Oh,
they seem to like it.
Oh, not really.
You just said...
I think they were liking... Two things. I think they were liking the awkwardness of it. Mm-hmm. And two, you just called your wife ugly.
For the sake of a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do in comedy, guys. It doesn't matter. Nothing's off limits.
Okay.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. It's good.
It's a funny joke. Crowd liked it. That's
number
what you
gotta 7.
Do.
Lunchbox claiming he was so famous and then going up to a tour bus and nobody knowing who he was at all. Here you go.
Hey, y'all know where I can find Lunchbox? Hey, you guys know where I can find Lunchbox? Don't worry, I'll wait. You can take pictures. Yeah, if you can just show me where Lunchbox... Yeah, it's me. Good to see you guys.
He said, show me, and that's me in the same second.
And that silence is everyone looking confused. Like, who is this guy?
And at number 6, Lunchbox creeping out Gwen Stefani, and he was told, don't touch her.
Man, I saw her at the hotel in Vegas, the Cosmopolitan. She was trying to leave out the front doors, and I ran up, Gwen, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? And she turns around. She's like, fine. I go to put my arm around her, and she goes, no touching. And so I had to do the 2 thumbs up in front of her, like, hey, hi. And it was very awkward on her part.
Oh,
like,
so you agree, awkward.
No, it wasn't cringy on my part.
No, it wasn't cringy at all?
How is it cringy? Like, that's cringe on her. She should be ashamed of herself, not me.
You tried to just throw your arm around her waist.
She doesn't know you.
You. What do you do when you're in a picture with a celebrity? You put your arm around him. You don't just stand there with your hands by your side. You put your arm around him. That's what you do.
Did she agree to the picture already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, sure. And she turned around, and I go to put my arm around her. And
around her waist or her shoulder?
Shoulder. And they said, no touching. And I was like, okay, 2 thumbs up. I mean, that's cringe on her. That's all on her. That's nothing on me. That's just me being excited to see someone famous in the public. And
maybe the story's just cringe.
Yeah. I mean, I was running after her with my suitcase.
Okay, see.
Oh, my gosh.
It always drips out at the end. I was like, what's so cringy about it?
Like, she had a couple bodyguards, and I had my suitcase, and I was in the check-in line at the hotel, and I saw her, and I was like, I jetted out of the check-in line. I was going to get that picture.
The top five coming up in the next segment.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm not even cringed out
I mean,
again.
If those were in the bottom five, mm-hmm. I can't even.
Do you have more? Like,
oh, yeah.
And they get better.
Two words. Lauren Elena.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's a cringe.
What happened to that?
Well, we'll tell you about that in a minute. All right, coming back. All right, top five moments now. These are the top five cringiest moments the Lunchbox has given us over the past few years here.
Number five.
Happened on the show where Lunchbox is trying to interview Guy Fieri at a chicken restaurant in town.
Oh, my goodness.
This one just happened yesterday. Terribly awkward.
Make sure you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
I don't know who you are. You are in my face more than anybody. So, at least explain who you are.
My name is. Yeah, I'll tell you.
No, I know who Bobby Bones is. I don't know who you are.
I'm Lunchbox. I'm on the morning show. We're on
Lunchbox, you better be legit. If you're getting in my grill about all this, I'm going to find the governor.
That felt so. That beginning of that.
He's looking around. He's like, can someone explain to me who this guy is?
I mean, I was tapping him on his shoulder trying to get that lineup for the show.
Him. He loves touching people. He loves touching people.
Number four.
When he kept Dierks Bentley's medallion after CMA dinner.
No, this is horrible.
This is horrible.
Horrible.
So, would you like to tell the story, Amy?
Okay, so yeah, we were at this really, really fancy CMA dinner thing.
For people that have won the CMA award.
Quite honestly, we didn't belong there, you know? But I guess we won radio stuff. So anyway, we're there, and like somehow jokingly, Lunchbox gets Dierks' medallion, and Dierks is fully expecting to get it back. But Lunchbox straight up keeps it. And I mean, this is a very special thing for any artist. And of course, they won it. And Lunchbox like thinks that Dierks really gave it to him.
Takes it home.
Listen, let me tell you how it went down. This is how it went down. You go to the CMA dinner, right? And everybody that is nominated gets a medallion. Well, we didn't get a medallion, even though we were nominated. So I thought that was weird. And so I was just talking to Dierks. I was like, man, we were nominated. We didn't even get a medallion. He goes, here, you can have mine. And he put it around my neck. And walked away.
Kidding.
It was a joke.
Oh, really? Then why didn't he come back and get it? Why did he give it?
Because you left and took it home.
No. Because he put it around my neck and walked away. I didn't walk away.
You don't think before you left to go home, he'd been like, dude, here's your medallion back.
Hey, yeah. He knew where I was. He knew I was there. If he wanted it, he could have come and got it.
And how long did you keep it?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Until Bobby made me give it back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. When someone gives you something, you take it. Okay. And it was cool to have Dierks Bentley's medallion. Like, you know where that medallion is right now? He has no idea either. Exactly. So I would have had that hanging on the wall like, hey, Dierks gave that to me.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Lunchbox trying to sell a picture of Sam Hunt and his wife.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Why is that cringeworthy?
This is terrible.
That I had to buy so it wouldn't go to TMZ.
That, no. That's like the picture. That's more valuable now because it's really like the first picture of them reconciling. Getting back together.
What
like
was cringier, him trying to sell it or the fact that he hid in a car and took the picture?
Oh, that's they're pretty like even.
I mean, around. I pulled up at a four-way stop. I was going to pick up some lunch and they just happened to walk right in front of my car and I was like, what in the world?
So I had to pay the money that TMZ was going to pay to get the picture.
Plus a dollar.
Plus a dollar. So he wouldn't sell the picture.
Man, I still think about that.
He really was on Cutting Edge News.
I was.
Lunchbox's beef with Chris Jansen about trying to take his whole family to an industry event. Somebody at Chris's label said, no, that's too many people. So then Lunchbox got on social media.
I came on here and said there's a beef. I told you, hey, listen, Chris Jansen didn't allow my family when his album title is All In. And I said, obviously, that's not accurate because not everybody was welcome all into his party. It was only some people got into his party.
Then he on social media said, I'll give you a gift card.
Yeah, he went on there and said, my bad, we messed up. We're bad. We want to correct this. And they gave me a
He
gift
never
card.
Said any of that.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's what he heard, though.
No, that's basically what he's saying. When he gives you that, that's an apology saying, hey, we messed up. Let us make it right. And he brought me a gift card for, what, was it $250?
Yes.
To Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Golly, that's going to be a nice dinner.
You haven't gone yet?
Not yet. Got to find a babysitter.
Cringy.
Number one.
Lunchbox posting pictures of Lauren Elena at Chipotle.
I was eating lunch at Chipotle, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, Lauren Elena walks in. I'm like, man, this is great. I'm going to see what she does. And she comes in by herself. and she orders and she sits down. She starts eating by herself. Then she goes outside, takes a phone call, comes back. And her
journal all this?
Basically, he's like, she's at a restaurant. He's like, can't
and her friend came and joined her. And then Lauren Elena went to get some a refill on her water or whatever. And she spilled it all over the floor. And she kept saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me clean that up for you. And they had to clean it up. And I snapped a couple photos of her at Chipotle.
That's no, it wasn't just about you taking a couple pictures of her. It was that's, like, it was like that they were all from the back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she was sitting with her back to me.
But you know her.
Exactly. And it's all from the back, and I think she was in yoga pants,
yeah.
And it just felt weird, and everybody, and
it was like paparazzi, ew.
It wasn't like I was zoomed in on her backside. It was her whole body. It was just she happened to be in, like, her back happened to be to me. So
know.
You're not allowed to
it
take.
It was weird. I just wanted to post the pictures. And then everybody starts to come after him.
Well, yeah, those people are idiots.
It's weird.
I don't think that's cringy. You see a celebrity in public, you take a picture, even if it's the back of them. I mean, if they're walking away, you're not allowed to take a picture now?
Is
that the rule?
You know her, and it was her butt in yoga pants 6 feet away.
What's crazy, he's disagreed with every single one on this list.
Oh, so none of them are cringy?
I didn't find any of those cringy.
All right.
I mean, I felt cringy for Gwen Stefani because that was her fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Cringy for her.
Well, thank you for doing all these non-cringy things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Man, you guys came up with a weak list.
Hey.
What's yours, Eddie? Do you have a favorite of all that?
Well, I think number one is for sure my favorite on the list because it was so cringy.
Yeah, it was.
Lauren Elena.
I was in another country working and we were going through the controversy.
Dude, I'm thinking about it right now. I mean, like, oh, why would he do something like that?
I mean, it was, let me tell you, I got a text from her. She goes, oh, that's really funny. And then like an hour later, she goes, after thinking about it, I think you should take those down and never do that again.
Exactly.
We didn't know you got the text from her.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's weird. Someone.
Well, you know her. She has your number to text you.
Wow, this cringe level just got higher. She texted him saying take him down.
Did you take him down or did Morgan take it down?
Well, I had to take him down. I mean, I had some on my social media and I was like, you know. Oh, no. And there was other artists chiming in with their two cents. And
I hate how this makes me feel.
Yeah, me too. See, there we go.
It's not good.
That's the clear winner. Thank you.
And we'll post the picture so you guys know.
No, we're not posting the pictures.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A study was done, and experts are sharing the exact amount of screen time that's perfect for teenagers. And they say the most well-adjusted kids spent 1 to 2 hours online per day.
That must be not a school or not doing homework. It's got to be all that because most of my screen time, honestly, is spent when I'm on this show looking stuff up. So I would say half of mine because I don't know. I probably got like 2 to 8 hours on my phone today, right?
So eight.
So I would say at least 3 or 4 of that is here when I'm looking stuff up and checking emails for work. So I don't want to be penalized. It's all about me now. I'm very defensive.
That's
way too little. 2 hours is way too little.
Some parents want to actually try to really limit screen time, and then that can backfire on them. So keep that in mind. And then the 1 to 2 hours is during the week. And then on the weekends, you can give them an extra hour, 3 hours on Saturdays and Sundays.
But that's got to be without school and learning.
Totally.
Okay, that's just for fun.
No,
and it's still way too little. I'm telling you, way too little. All right, what else?
So free birthing is something that some people are doing. And a mom recently posted her birth on Instagram where she gave...
Free birthing?
Free birthing. You're free to give it birth wherever you want. And she decided to do it in the Pacific Ocean. She posted the video.
Well, that's fine. I thought you meant like a Chick-fil-A. Like, I'm free to have a baby right here.
No.
Yeah, have it in the ocean. As long as you have people there with you to make sure that's okay.
She had her husband. He had a birthing kit with him. No other medical professionals.
What? But think about 200 years ago.
Yeah.
We were doing all kinds of stuff. We were just having babies out in the woods. Like, what do you feed them? There's no formula. You can't go down to... So there's no formula shortage. You just got to breastfeed. Then what if you can't breastfeed?
Yeah.
You got to go and beg that local town woman for some of her milk? I mean, this is probably maybe even healthier. I'm an advocate. I'm very pro more screen time, but very pro 1800s birth.
Yeah, she said that her first child was born in a hospital and it was like an okay experience. And her second one, she did at home. But for the third one, she wanted to be more free in the ocean.
I get it. I guess. I get it that I don't get it. And I'm okay with that. I think that's what I get. All right, what else?
Nicole Kidman was doing an interview with Vogue Australia, and it came up that she was at the dentist who happens to be the same dentist to Dolly Parton. And she said, that's just how small Nashville is. Like, you run into other famous people at appointments. Have you ever?
Mm-mm.
I guess certain appointments you probably shouldn't say.
Well, I can tell you, Luke Bryan and I went to the proctologist at the same time. Together, we went together. No, I don't have any sharing of doctors. I don't want to know. And I've never seen anybody, and I don't want a doctor to tell me because then I know they're telling other people about me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You can't trust it. If you go into a doctor and they're like, oh, I was just working on... So,
it's also,
like,
if I'm Dolly, I'm like, hey, Nicole Kidman.
Hush it.
Shh. Hush it up. Dentist. Yeah. That's a good story.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2017, there was this woman at the Goodwill. She was going through a little bin of paintings and posters, and she finds this painting. She's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Takes it to the register, pays $4, and goes, ha ha, this could be an original. Ha, joking. Went home, put it on her wall for a couple years, did some remodeling, put it in a closet. Then she just snapped a photo this year and put it on Facebook. It's like, oh, look at this painting I've had in my closet. Someone goes, that's a real painting. You need to get that looked at. It's expected to sell for $250,000.
What? Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's some guy. I don't know.
I'm just surprised the person didn't go, that is such a great replica. I'll give you $100 for it.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd tell him.
He knew, knowing it was real. No, like tricking her out of it.
Oh, I know. Then
there's so many scammers. You ever been on the internet, Amy?
Lots of scammers.
Nothing but scams.
Yeah, I know. But that wouldn't be telling me something good.
That's correct. I would try to tell you this. Artist's name is Newell Converse Wayeth.
Oh, it's Newell Converse Wayeth.
Yeah, you got any of those Newell Converse
Wayeths. Did you say
Wayvos?
If you got one of those paintings, you might want to look because you're going to make some money. But that is crazy.
Man.
I'm headed to Goodwill today.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. And now, Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the dolphin cross the beach?
Why did the dolphin cross the beach?
To get to the other tide.
Okay.
Oh, tide. The other tide.
That was the Morning Corny.
I don't even know the root of that chicken joke, by the way. Why did the chicken cross the street?
Get to the other side?
Cross the road to get to the other side.
Yeah, how is that even
funny? I don't know. So, but she did a joke based off that joke. That I'm like, I don't even know what the root joke is.
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Sandler.
Adam's having it, man. It's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
As a, you know, sports guy and a comedy guy, like the movie being about basketball and your love of basketball, was the movie an outlet for you to play more basketball selfishly? Like, this would be a good movie to do because you could play more?
Bobby, I had the worst thing happen to an old man. I played a lot when we were there. The first part of the movie we shot, played hoop every day, had a great time. Then the second half of the movie, because we had to separate two halves because of the pandemic, we had to not do contact basketball for a while. And then when it was safe enough, all the guys started showing up playing hoop. I played for maybe a few weeks with the guys. It was incredible. And then my stupid groin popped somewhere. And then I was like limping around. Everybody would be like, why are you walking like that? It was humiliating. So I got nothing.
Those viral videos of you playing pickup ball, and it's always highlights. Yeah. I've never seen a viral video of you sucking. It's always like Sandler dominates, like dropping dimes. Are you that good all the time, or are they just selective on what they put up?
No, I'm that good all the time.
Nice.
No,
what I thought.
No, you know I suck many times out there. There are times, though, Bobby, where I'll go, why would they show that and not this? Because I had a killer pass that day. And then I'll sometimes, when I'm out there playing and I notice the cameras come up and the kids are shooting me and stuff, I'm like, I make a nice pass. I look up, I'm like, nobody caught that? That was a good moment, man. We would have loved that one.
The movie's about your character chasing his dream. And your character says that people in their 50s don't have dreams. But I just asking you as a person, do you still have dreams at this point with all that you've done?
I'm very thankful that I get to do all this stuff. I'm probably still driven like I used to be as a kid. I when I commit to something, I try to go full tilt and be as good as I can. But I don't think I dream about it as much as I dream about my kids having a good life now. You know, they're 13 and 16, so I think about that a lot now. I'm like, oh man, I just please hope they have happiness and they get to dive into whatever they're dying to do, that they get to do it.
Hustle, such a good movie, again, especially for me, who's a big fan of you, a big fan of sports movies. And nice. When you did Uncut Gems, you know, I felt like you were snubbed a nomination. Do you feel like when you nail a serious movie that you want to do it and you don't get the nomination, which I thought you were going to get it, honestly. So I just thought it was going to be there. And when it wasn't, I was disappointed for you because we're best friends and stuff. But do you feel like when you almost nail it that you should go back and do another one because you've gotten so close to it and it's like you're there, they just need you to do one more real serious movie in a row?
I don't know, man. I don't even know what I think anymore. Like when I did that Gems movie, that Oscar stuff kind of comes up and they start talking about it and blah, blah, blah. Oh, maybe this and that. Then I started going, well, if I got to go and talk about this and run around and meet people who vote and all that stuff, I was like, hey, let me just say I want this thing real bad. I got to tell you, it wasn't on my mind in real life. When I came out to Hollywood as a kid, I just wanted to be Eddie Murphy, man. I didn't think about an Oscar. But when I do stuff like this, I do my best. I work at my ass off and I do want it to be, I don't want to let people down. I don't want to let people, the directors down, the people who put the money into it all. I try to do as good as I can. And then also, you know, my kids get psyched if I'm good in a movie. It's fun to come home and talk about hard work and scenes that I did that were interesting. I don't know, man. The Oscar thing, that probably makes people nuts. I just going to try to do good.
You mentioned Eddie Murphy, and I've heard people say that the first time they met you that they were so intimidated by how funny you are, how funny they've seen you be maybe in movies, television, et cetera, or even on stage, which, by the way, your last special was so freaking good. Who was it for you that you saw once you started to make it New York or LA that was so funny you almost were intimidated because you're like, I'm not that.
Wow, there's a bunch of those in my early days where I would go, oh my God, how did he do that? How'd she do that? Kevin Meaney, there was a comedian, Kevin Meaney, when he went on stage, he would destroy so hard that it was just humiliating. You didn't know how to go after him. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, when I was young, that was my guy that made me get into this, and Eddie. And But there's been a lot of comedians over the years that I see that I just go, well, I don't want to go on after that. That's too good.
All right, last one for you. So when you work with athletes that are so tall yet still are able to move like deer, like a 7-footer like Dirk, they can still be like a way better athlete than I could ever be. But he's also, I mean, that it's almost like a science experiment that shouldn't work the way it does. Does it ever just get normal to you and you just like, yeah, that's just how it is. They're just 7-foot and awesome.
I mean, dude, Wancho is insane. All the guys that were in the movie, when they would just move, it's a whole other level of movement. You know that. But I'll tell you what, Boban.
Yeah.
Just shooting around. Boban, he's 7. What is he? I don't know. 7-something.
Like 7'4" or something like that?
Something like that, right? His hands are so gigantic. His body's built. He's massive. But he's like moves smooth when he takes a shot. So it's got like the softest touch. It's a whole other thing. Like you said, I don't know how they do it.
All right. I hope everybody watches Hustle. It's so good. Watch it on Netflix. Adam, just a big fan. Just appreciate you and thanks for the time. And I would wish you success, but you don't need it. So you can wish me success. Would you wish me success at the end of this? I've never done this before, so let me have it.
Bobby, you got a lot of success coming. You're very cool. Very nice to me. Thank you for that. And you're smooth as hell, man. And you got a lot of good stuff coming.
There we have it. We heard it right there. Adam, thanks, buddy.
All right. later, guys.
Robert in Georgia is on the phone right now. Hey, Robert, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, CEO.
Morning. I'm going to give you a shot at a $50 Sonic gift card right now. We're going to play name 1 second of a 90s country song. Ray's just going to play it. We got to name it by that 1 second. Robert, who would you like to represent you in the game this morning? You have Amy, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
You have Eddie, or you have me.
I'll pick Lunchbox.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wait,
well, Robert makes one bad decision after another. Now,
he doesn't understand.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Ray. We're going to do 7 of these. We'll give Lunchbox 3 points to start.
Oh.
Boom. Wow.
Yeah.
That's how bad you are.
No, but let's give him a shot here.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you get all 7, we can't catch you.
That's right. That's right.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
That is right. If you do that math.
So Lunchbox is +3.
Wow, this is exciting.
He's already up right now?
Yeah, he's up.
I'm sitting in the lead right now.
Okay, Ray.
Who's in first?
All these are 90s country songs. You get 1 second of it. Go. Oh, that's just drums.
Man.
Hit that again, please. Oh, that's too much. Answers are down.
I'm already in.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Oh, it's Carrying Your Love With Me. I got that the first one. Boom, yeah, I was the first one in.
Me too.
Same.
Eddie?
Got it. Carrying Your Love With Me.
Lunchbox has 4 points now.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
That one was so easy. You guys were stressing. That was first.
You knew beat. Just with the drums?
Yes. Huh. That was it.
All right, number 2. Name it 1 second.
Ben.
If he keeps getting them, we can't catch
him. I know, this is not good.
But that's good. We want the call.
I don't know the name of the song.
I want me to win. He didn't pick me.
I'm out for
vengeance. Hey, I'm out for vengeance.
That was his problem.
Yeah, here we go. Do it again.
Okay.
I'm vengeance.
I feel like that's longer than
that. Batman says. It didn't say his name.
Guys,
Batman.
Guys,
he goes,
guys,
they're like, who are you? He's like, I'm vengeance. One more time. All right, there's your third time.
We already got it, Lunchbox.
I understand, but
and you talk over everybody else when they play.
I know, but when I'm in, I need silence. Well, I can sing the song. I just don't know the name of the song.
Okay. What do you have over there?
There's Your Trouble.
That's correct.
Bam.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes!
That's what I have anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
Wow. Ray, is that what that is?
Yep. Yeah!
I used to karaoke this. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, he's going to... You have 5 now?
I got 5.
All right.
Oh, man, I'm getting nervous over here.
All right. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just scared he's going to get it, and he's going to put us 1 away from having to go perfect.
Yeah. No, you're going to be perfect.
But you can't get cocky. You got 3 given to you.
Oh, but I've been undefeated so far.
That's true. You got me. That's true. Go ahead. What do you got?
Grundy County Auction.
It's wrong. Thank God.
No, it
it's called Sold.
It's called Sold.
And then parentheses, Grundy County. County.
Yeah, sorry,
what
buddy.
That's what I put, Grundy County Auction.
Oh, no.
That doesn't count?
Huh.
It's sold.
Boo.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, you know it.
Sold. Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I do anything to make mine on mine. I do your bidding and bid you back and go.
Nice job.
I cannot believe the parentheses got me.
Classic.
But I thought parentheses go first. Remember in a math equation?
No. Here we go. You do the parentheses first. They're not always listed first. All right. Here we go. Next up.
Oh, all I hear
you
is
know
soul.
That one?
Not 100%.
Do it
about
again.
80.
I'll do anything to make you money on my
No, stop. What? I just have gotten that sorry, out of my sorry. Head.
Okay, hit it again, Ray. All right. Amy, what do you have? Oh, you're going to give it away.
Yeah, Amy.
I thought he's in. He has to already be in.
He's not.
Well, you started singing, so I...
Okay. Well, all I have is...
What do you have, Lunchbox?
Itty Bitty.
I don't think that's what it's called. No. It may be called Itty Bitty. I don't think that's what it's called,
it's
though.
Not.
I have what? Little Bitty.
Oh.
Alan Jackson?
Oh.
Yes. Amy?
I just have Itty.
Oh, you have Itty as well? Itty Bitty?
That's Itty. That's all I got time to write down.
Oh. Itty was... It had been wrong.
Itty... Yeah.
Itty what?
It's okay to be
little bitty.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Little town or big old city. Might as well sing.
Okay, so Eddie, what do you have? Get it?
That's funny you asked, Bones. I have Itty Bitty.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. We sing it wrong.
Wait, Ray, which one is it then? Am I wrong?
It's little bitty.
Okay.
Oh,
are you sure?
Ew.
I might want to check the parentheses.
There are no, I don't think there are parentheses in that one.
Itty bitty.
Little bitty.
Parentheses
itty
small.
Bitty.
Okay, parentheses, Grundy County Auction.
We got us a ball game here, folks.
What's the score?
5-4.
You have 5?
Yeah, 4.
I have 4, and there are 3 left?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, hit me with something else. Oh, I don't want to do it out loud, because I'll do it.
Oh!
I have no idea.
I think I can sing it without him even knowing. Lunchbox even knowing.
Okay, give me a hint.
Let me give us the melody. Ray, can you hit that again? I got it. Got it.
Bones,
I can't do too much. But I need to make sure I got it.
But you got it.
Okay. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Travis Tritt.
No, it's a
That's
song.
An artist.
It's not a song.
Eddie?
How Forever Feels.
I have How Forever
Ooh,
Feels, Kenny Chesney.
Let's go.
It.
What do you have, Amy?
I had nothing.
Itty Bitty?
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Let's just play for a second because I think it goes. No, that's the chorus, though. Yeah. Doesn't it still start? Oh, there we go. Right?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. If they just slow the speed of the song down, it'd be a lot better.
Oh, yeah?
I like slow Kenny.
You like
they just slow, they stretch it out a little bit. All right, Lunchbox, we're tied up, buddy.
Yeah.
5-5.
Yeah, they got a little harder.
Yeah, they have.
All right. Ray, hit me with another one.
Ooh, in.
I got it.
Yeah, that's it. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
Bones, don't give it away.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Watermelon
Curl?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Hit that.
Yes!
Hit that, right?
Yes!
Jam. Keep it up.
I was driving through Georgia in late July.
Well, we got one more. Here's what I'm going to do. If you just get this one.
For all the marbles.
You win. I won't even compete with you on this one.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you just get this one, you win the prize for Robert. He gets all the marbles, as you say.
Yeah,
let's go. Are you ready?
$50. Yeah.
Ray, hit the 1 second of this 90s country song. Dun, 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 dun. Can you play it again?
Amy, I think you're out.
Yeah, Amy's been out for a long time.
That's all right. I still like to
Lunchbox, I'll give you a hint.
Oh, hold on here.
No. Why would you give him a hint? You already gave him 3 points.
To give the listener a chance to win the prize.
Eddie,
hey, Lunchbox.
You didn't win.
Lunchbox, you need the song, right? But isn't it, the artist's name is John. Lunchbox, think here.
No, it's not him.
But give him five.
Oh.
Give him 10 seconds.
That's it.
Yeah. I know it's...
All right, Lunchbox, we need an answer.
Well, I want to write down check yes or no, but I don't think that's right. It's Chase Emmy Lou around the playground. She still gets to me.
No. Okay, your answer is?
Check yes or no.
No. It's... I believe that's Straight Tequila Night.
Yep.
John Anderson. On a straight tequila... Don't ask her on a straight tequila night.
She'll start thinking about him. And she's ready to fight.
And blames her broken heart on every man inside. Take a Lunchbox.
I don't know. Gosh, man, so close. I was one away from winning the thing.
Yeah, well, Robert. Robert, are you there, buddy?
We almost had it.
I know.
Robert, I am so sorry, dude. Like... It just wasn't my day. Any other day, I'd have nailed that.
All right, Robert.
I mean,
I'll be in now. Sorry, I had a customer talking to me.
Oh, you're all right. Let's give Robert. Robert, can you hear those song clips when we play them?
Yes.
Okay, see if you can name this one. Play whatever you have next up there, Ray.
for the win, Robert. Go.
Oh, man.
Ray, play it again for him.
I'm a hardworking man.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd you say?
We did it.
No, you didn't.
We. Yeah, Robert, we won.
We?
Yeah. Was he on my team?
We. Are you French?
I'm a hardworking man. I wear a steel hard hat.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I feel like you want to show me a picture of something. I saw Amy grab her phone as we're going to segment. What's on your phone?
Well, I don't know if you want to see it, but my son now thinks it's hilarious to text me pictures from his bathroom experience.
What do you mean?
Like when he goes to the bathroom number two, he takes a picture.
The result?
And then he sends it to
me. Oh my gosh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, no. Me neither.
Why did he text that to you?
I don't know.
Oh no.
I thought, is this just a little boy humor thing?
Is it for medical reasons?
Yeah, is he like, mom?
I think he's proud of himself.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Did
you tell him to stop?
Yes. And now he thinks it's so funny. And he's like, can't stop, won't stop.
Oh, no. I'd never open a text from him. He'd be like, I haven't eaten in days. And I wouldn't look at it because I wouldn't want to see that. Don't show it to me. Don't show it to me.
No.
I don't want to see it. Dude, what do you tell him?
Please stop. This is not, or don't send these to anybody else but mom.
No, please stop.
Well, yeah, stop.
No
pictures. But also,
no pictures. It's like a Zsa Zsa Gabor in the 70s. No pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. I just hope he's not texting him out to anybody.
Does he have his own phone?
He has an iPad.
He's taking a picture with an iPad? So really, he's having to get all cinematic. That thing's huge. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, he doesn't have a phone.
Oh, no. Okay.
He can text me through his iPad account.
Oh, that's what he's been up to?
Like an email. Mm-hmm.
I've seen him in like a week. What else is he up to?
Well, he had a friend over and they got locked out. So that was quite the experience.
Were you not home?
I wasn't home. The friend has a phone. So text me and was like, hey, I was just down the street at the grocery store and I was going to be back. And he's like, somehow we've managed to get locked out. And I said, okay, well, I'll be home soon. So just play basketball or do something outside and I'll be there. And I get back and Stevenson's very dramatic and is already spelling out SOS with sticks and rocks in our driveway.
For people flying over instead of just knocking on the door.
And what's funny is he just learned what SOS meant a week ago. And so I actually thought it was quite clever and cute, but he was just very dramatic when I pulled up. We have been locked out for hours. It had been no more than 30 minutes, that's for sure. And he was spelling out SOS.
Which, by the way, SOS means?
Save our ships.
Nothing.
Oh.
It means nothing.
Save our ships.
No, it literally doesn't. It's what people have inserted the meaning to, but it means nothing. It's made of just those specific sounds and the letters looking like a distress signal.
Not save our souls.
Ooh. That's another one.
Save our sushi.
Yeah. Ooh.
That'd be weird, but okay.
Save our sisters. It could be any of that. The guy was bitten after mistaking an alligator for a dog. Wait, what? Now, I know sometimes when they do like a wolf, and they're like, we picked up this puppy. And we were like, oh, it's the cutest puppy. And then it turned into a vampire or a werewolf. And I'm like, oh, duh, that was a wolf.
Right.
They kind of look like a dog, but it's not a dog. It's a wolf, but I can understand that. An alligator looks nothing like a dog. An unnamed 49-year-old man in Northport, Florida, had a nasty run-in with an alligator that he thought was a pup. Police said the man was outside walking. He saw a dark figure moving along the bushes on the shell path. He said, oh, look at that dog with a long leash.
Mm-hmm. What?
See,
okay,
I
this guy, this is one of those.
Vision
problems. The guy was intoxicated.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true, but there's always some sort of line at the end of these. The dog ended up being a 7-foot alligator that bit his right leg and ripped a chunk out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy called 911 and got some help. The man was given medical attention. The gator was trapped and removed. They don't say what happened after that, but I'm assuming they let it live with the other dogs.
Sure.
In the dog swamp.
Yeah.
That's from ABC Action News. Surely he was impaired in some way. This is me speculating.
Yeah, either like with substance or visually. Totally impaired.
Oh, now you're going with the, oh, man. True. Yeah. Could have just been blind, and here I am
well,
making jokes.
Well, I mean, like he didn't have his contacts in or something.
Okay, Eddie, I'm going to ask you this. You said Amy may be having a bad morning. What happened with Amy this morning?
Yeah, I was right behind her coming into work, and I guess there was a service truck, like somebody's working on the front gate of the building, and they were blocking the entrance, and Amy just pulls up and stops like, oh, there's people in the way. She kind of looks around and then just throws it in reverse and goes, gets out and then goes down the road. I'm like, whoa, what happened here? Because I'm just waiting. These guys look like they're about to move at some point. And then Amy comes running down the sidewalk. So I guess she ditched her car on the street, runs down the sidewalk and into the door. And I'm like, whoa.
Because I have stuff to do.
Why so hasty? I mean, I had to wait for like 10 minutes too. I pulled up and they were just sitting in the garage. And
yeah, so I didn't want to wait.
I sat there and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Took some deep breaths. Did a little meditating.
Nope.
We were early, I thought. Like, yeah. We had time to kill a little bit.
But I still, for me, I was later than I wanted to be, even though it was early. And I had stuff I needed to do. And I didn't know how long it was going to take. It looked complicated, like they had a trailer hitch. And I was like, okay.
So you ditched your car?
I didn't ditch it. I went and parked on the side street instead of inside the garage. And then I ran up to the building. Wow. See, I just tried to get here, get my job done.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. And I don't know that I threw it into reverse. That's just how I drive.
That light came on real quick. You know that white light?
Hey, listen, you guys come up with a lot of ideas for the show. And some of them get used, and I'm always very appreciative. But some of them are so just, we'd never do them. And I appreciate the effort, but that's how we get this segment called Rejected Segments.
Rejected segment.
Although some of these are so dumb, I don't think you guys even really wanted me to air it. I think you're just filling out space. Like, I got to send in some ideas.
Turning something in.
So these are rejected segments. Segments that in a million years we would have never done on the air. There have been times, though, where I've been like, wow, that's actually a pretty good segment. Let's do it. So let's see if any of those do this. We'll start with Lunchbox. Lunchbox, welcome.
Thank you. And I don't know why any of my segments get rejected. I'm shocked when they don't make it.
Lunchbox wrote, I am super annoyed with my wife.
Supper.
Which I think he meant super.
Oh, that spelling's not my strong point.
He didn't care that much.
He said, I think my wife's faking a back injury so she can just lay around all weekend. Turn me into a single dad. I don't think she was hurt. Listen to these grunts and moans I've recorded of her and tell me that she isn't exaggerating it. Okay, you guys ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Like, this is our getting up off the couch, in the car, out of bed. I mean, it is so ridiculous.
Here we go.
Mommy. Okay, I'm not going yet.
She sounds hurt.
Aw, I feel bad for her.
Come on. Like, that's exaggerated, right?
No.
Did she know you were recording her?
No.
Back pain is real.
I'd be so mad if my husband brought in me going,
like, I mean, literally, so for 3 days, I had to do everything with all three kids. Like, she just sat there on the couch, like, oh, I can't get up. Oh, like, the kid's crying.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to have to get that. Like, what?
Rejected segment!
Yeah. Rejected segment.
That's how I get you guys to stop talking about it. I just yell. Next up, Mike Deason and paintball roulette. We get 5 different paintball guns, but only one is loaded. Bobby, Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, and Morgan get a chance to select a gun, and we take turns shooting each other. The game stops once one person quits or goes to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Goes to the hospital.
That's a brutal bit.
I've been hit, and it's not
That's
fun.
Like some Squid Game stuff right there.
Yeah.
Rejected segment.
Rejected segments.
Also from Mike D. It's a spinoff of one of our other segments where we do the employee of the month. But instead, we recognize the person who is the worst employee of the month. This person needs to show the most improvement, and we list all the things they did badly last month.
That's hilarious.
Funny.
Worst? That just would not be good for morale, to be honest with you. Rejected segments!
Rejected segments.
Morgan, number 2. And this one actually wasn't so bad. I guess it didn't get to it. But you've been in 3 different workout classes where the same guy keeps live streaming the workouts?
Yeah. I'm like in the background of all of his live streams and I'm just working out. I didn't figure it out until all the way through a full workout class. And I walk over and there's people like commenting on what we're doing.
Is he a person in the class or teaching the class?
No, he's a person in the class.
Oh, he's just in the class.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
He's live streaming himself?
Yes.
So that others can work out with him?
I don't know, but then the rest of us are in the background of it and we don't know that strangers are commenting on what we're doing while working out.
Yeah, you should have to sign a consent.
If you're a teacher, I get it. Like, hey, we're going to live stream the class to people who can't get up here.
Yeah,
but just somebody random?
Yeah, just setting up on the side, like watching him go at it.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't sound
bad. Listen, I even watched him do ab crunches with his body, like, you know, his legs towards the camera. It was not a pretty angle.
Is this like a thing? Like a
rejected segment!
Rejected segments.
Lunchbox back in the mix here.
Oh, hello.
Lunchbox is mad at Sports Illustrated, swimsuit edition.
Oh, boy.
Because they're not putting on models he doesn't know.
Yeah. They put Kim Kardashian on the cover of the swimsuit issue, and I'm like, we already know Kim Kardashian. Give another model a break. And also, that's how we discover new models. That's how we...
What do you need models for?
I mean, that's how they get their big break, and we get to see a new hottie instead of, oh, Kim K. We already see Kim K in a bikini all the time. They should...
Rejected segment!
Terrible. Rejected segments.
Frustrating.
Okay.
Raimundo saw on TikTok how he can remove excess skin from his eye for $20 and wants to know if he should try it on the air.
Yes. Tell us how.
Yeah, I've had these styes on my eyelids. They run in my family. My grandpa had them. My father has them. And my wife, it annoys her. It's right on my eye. It's been there since...
Rejected segment, I'm bored!
Wow, that was it.
How did he do it?
Rejected segment.
$20 to remove... Yeah, he's going to lose an eye. He's going to tell us and somebody's going to do it.
Okay.
But he could do it on air.
Yeah, rejected segment. Oh. I got one left. This one is from Lunchbox. He wanted to spill the tea on Shady Scuba Steve because he saw a shady deal in the parking lot and he doesn't think what Scuba's doing is legal.
Yes, there was a car that pulled into the garage. Scuba went out there, looked to his left, right, stuck his hand in the car. Person handed him like a brown paper bag wrapped up. Scuba went, put it in his truck. Like no one was watching. I was like, that doesn't seem very normal.
Can I ask you a question?
It wasn't like an Amazon delivery.
Right.
It was a cash for something. Like, how did this go down?
Let me just run this by you.
Yeah.
Do you like Scuba Steve?
Yeah.
Let's say he was doing a drug deal, which I don't think it was.
Well, I don't know what he was doing.
All right, but let's say he was. Would you really want to come in here and tell on him for doing that?
I mean, if it's going down at work, like, do that at your house, man. Don't bring that business to my work. Puts me at jeopardy.
Does it?
But what was it really?
I don't know.
Oh
I don't. It wasn't a drug deal, so I don't mind asking him this.
Yeah, no problem.
Was it a drug deal?
It was not. Actually, the thing you're speaking into right now, that red microphone that I got you for Christmas, it was that.
Oh, the guy brought it up here, dropped it off.
Yes, dropped it off, and I was trying to be secret about it because it was a surprise.
Oh.
But that's it.
So how do you feel, Lunchbox?
I feel good. I'm glad Scuba's not breaking the law. It just seemed weird that
you were gonna just tell on him.
It was
on
the car. Was the car was all tinted windows, and it was just
that's seeing, every car almost.
Yeah. Just saying,
tinted windows.
It had a radio in it, playing music,
two license plates, man.
Just seemed really shady.
Okay, well, those are all rejected segments. Amy, you didn't make the list. Good job.
Oh, but I don't know. It's kind of fun hearing them.
Okay, well, here's a bad one from you. A woman trusted Amy with her purse in the bathroom.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy? So she was in the stall next to me, and her, like, toddler son was in there with her, and he kept throwing stuff out of her purse into the other stalls. And so when I got out and was washing my hands, she scooted it under, and she was like, "Can you wash this for me?" And I'm like, this woman does not know me. But I gathered everything and put it up on the sink and waited for her to come out.
You look trustworthy. So.
Yeah.
She couldn't see me through the stall. But why was that rejected? It could just not talk about it.
Well, I wasn't going to, and you're like, well, I had that on here.
Oh, okay. But I just thought, wow, this woman trusts me because I could have just walked out with her purse, no problem.
There you go. That's rejected segments. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Please.
Rejected segments.
Keep them coming.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from East Point, Georgia. Police were called when a woman came out of the store and her car was gone. Someone had broken in, stolen her Dodge Charger, and so police were there responding. They're driving through the parking lot, and they're like, man, that kind of looks like the car sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. And they drive over there. Yeah, the suspects had stolen the car and drove it over to Chick-fil-A and were stuck in the drive-thru waiting for their order.
Oh, I understand the stuck part. I thought maybe they saw a Chick-fil-A with no drive-thru and they were like, we can't resist. I know we stole. There's nobody in line. This never happens. Like that, I would understand. Because if you want to go to Chick-fil-A and it's at lunchtime, 11 to 1:30, it's wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
And if you want to go at dinner from 4:45 to 7:40, it's wrapped around the building. Always. You never drive up and go, unless you, that would be the time I would go. You steal a car. Like, we got to get out of here. Chris, did you see that? There's nobody in line. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
A former burglar says the best way to prevent break-ins, and it's also one of the cheapest, is to put up a sign that says, beware of dog.
Yes.
Not that I have an alarm, but that I have a dog, because nobody likes to get bitten or chased by a dog. I don't care who you are. I love dogs more than all you combined. However, I don't like to be chased by a dog. I don't know. So put up that sign. And he says, we see that. We don't go there. Because just in case, you're telling the truth.
Yeah. Wow. I just don't want the standard beware of dog sign that they
make. I do. And I want blood all over it. Like I want fake blood all
like
over it.
Like a license plate. Like I need it to look a little bit, you know, I don't know.
No, and then I like a bite out of it. Like I'm going to cut a bite out
like
of it.
The dog bit it?
Yeah, like the dog's so mean he got mad at that sign and ate that sign. Yeah. Killed it. Rest in peace sign.
Okay.
Then I put a grave of the sign.
Mm.
Oh, no. Then I put a grave of the last burglar that was here.
Mm.
Johnny John Burglar.
Is that too much?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think if anybody was thinking about it, they'd see that and go the other way.
Gotta commit.
Mm-hmm. So put that sign up if you're worried about burglars. Okay, so here we go. We finished the show. Maybe you weren't here since 5 o'clock this morning, and that's okay. You can go back and listen to the whole show on the podcast today. Morgan, some of the highlights from today's show include...
Adam Sandler was on with us for the first time, and he talked about his new movie and all of those viral videos of himself playing basketball.
Yes, he did. That's so cool.
I do a terrible Adam Sandler. My impression is of Eddie doing an impression. So, Eddie, do an impression?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Hey, how you doing, Eddie?
It's like Cookie Monster.
Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. Big show Fridays. Hank Jr. is in on Fridays. So thank you and goodbye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.